Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. As you breathe in, maybe wonder about Christ being the Good Shepherd. You can do breathe in, Christ is the Good Shepherd, and breathe out, I know his voice. Christ is the Good Shepherd. I know his voice. Thanks. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hopefully you're starting to get a hang of the words from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 9. Memorizing scripture is one of the key ways that God's people have held God's truths in our hearts, that we would be shaped into the likeness of Christ for the sake of the world. May you hear these words that God gave to the people of Israel before they entered the promised land. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit down at home, and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today, I'll be reading from The Peace Table, a storybook Bible. Today's story is called The Good Shepherd. It's an adaptation from John chapter 10. Jesus was speaking to some Pharisees. They were important Jewish leaders. He said, I tell you, the one who enters the sheepfold by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. Thieves try to sneak in by another way. The shepherd calls the sheep by name and leads them out. They follow the shepherd because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger. They will run away because they do not know the stranger's voice. The Pharisees did not understand what Jesus was saying, so he went on. I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. Those who came before me were thieves, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Those who enter by me will be saved. They will be able to come into the sheepfold for safety and go out to the fields to eat and drink. A thief only comes to steal, kill, and ruin things, but I came to bring new life. I am the Good Shepherd. I will do anything to keep my sheep safe. I will even give my life for them. A person who is hired to watch the sheep will run away if a wolf appears. The hired person does not care about the sheep. No, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and they know me. Just like God knows me and I know God, I willingly give my life for the sheep, and no one forces me to do it. I will bring the sheep from other places into my fold. They will listen to my voice. Then there will be just one flock and one shepherd. The word of the Lord. I wonder where these other sheep Jesus is bringing into his fold are from. I wonder in our world what that looks like. What did you hear that you're wondering about? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind. May the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always.